Damn it.
Shoot, did I wake you up? I'm really sorry. Oh, don't worry about it. I just knocked my phone off the nightstand. It's still pretty early.
Just go back to sleep.
Hmm? Oh, I was going to get up and change into my flannel PJs. Cold would be an understatement. I'm freezing. Well, do you remember when I said I might be coming down with something? I think it's the flu. I haven't caught a chill like this in a long time. You mean it? That'd be great. I never turned down an offer to snuggle. But just so you know, I wasn't exaggerating about freezing. I'm so cold. Okay. Well, let's do this. Take your shirt off too. It won't work if I'm the only one who's topless. Yeah, it's an emergency. I need direct skin-to-skin contact before I turn into an ice cube. There. Okay. We should spoon, though. It's safer if I'm not breathing my germs right into your face. Oh God, that's really nice. Here, let me back up. I'm not too close, am I? I love it when you hold me tight. You're sure you don't mind me being this close? All right. It's just... My ex was so worried about getting sick that he wouldn't even be in the same room with me. Yeah. He'd grab his pillow and go sleep on the sofa. Don't get me wrong. I can understand being careful, and I'd feel awful about passing it on. But when I'm sick, that's also when I crave comfort and intimacy. The most, actually. I meant snuggling mostly, but sometimes, yeah. I want the other kind of intimacy, too. Is that really so surprising? Don't tell me you've never gotten horny while you were sick. See? We're not so different. I'll tell you a secret. As long as I'm not feverish or anything, I love spending a sick day just losing myself in a trashy romance novel. Exactly. It's all about making the best of the situation. I gotta say, my body is never warmer or softer than when I've been snuggled in a blanket all day. And I'd love to have someone take advantage of that. Yeah, that's right. Don't be afraid to let those hands roam. It's okay. You can put your hands there. My boobs are cold, too.
As if you couldn't tell from my rock-hard nipples.
Yeah, it's a good thing you're not in front of me. They would take your eye out. Oh, I love the way you handle them, though. Yeah, just like that, baby. So good. Of course I don't mind. I can never turn down one of your amazing boob massages. Especially when you're reaching around me like this. Oh yeah. Kiss me right there. My neck's so sensitive. This is really hot. I've wanted to do something like this for so long, but I've always had to make do with taking care of myself. I just feel like comforting, cozy intimacy is the best way to get over sickness, you know? It's not the same with toys, though.
I actually have this one fantasy, if you want to hear it. I thought you might. It happened years ago, but I was in bed, lying on my back. Yeah, it's a true story. Well, part truth and part fantasy. You'll see. So, I'd been sick for a while, and it was the first time in days that I didn't have to take anything for congestion. I was feeling pretty good, all things considered. I was single at the time, but I imagined what it would be like if I'd had a boyfriend to take care of me. Like bringing me plenty of hot soup and herbal tea, maybe that special Kleenex with the lotion in it. Yeah, the VIP treatment. Not unlike this glorious boob massage that you're giving me. But he also really missed kissing me, and our cuddles only made him more horny. Instead of looking at me and seeing a sick girl in bed, he only saw the beautiful girlfriend that he desperately wanted to have sex with. He couldn't take it anymore. And since I was feeling a little better, he just had to have me right there. To be clear, I was also just so fucking horny that I couldn't wait to use my dildo. I imagined him kissing my neck and nibbling on my earlobe as he slowly pumped himself in and out of me. My dildo felt so fucking satisfying that day. That's really nice. You're driving me crazy with all these little neck kisses. It's a bit distracting. No, don't stop. Now, where was I? Oh, right. The dildo. I would have fucked myself like that for hours if I could have. But I was so desperate to come. I'm usually very quiet when I'm by myself, but I was so horny that I really got into the fantasy. I started moaning as if I was urging him on. And I immediately had a coughing fit.
Yeah, I had to stop and laugh about it. At one point, I think I was even coughing and laughing at the same time. But that wasn't going to stop me from finishing.
When I got back into it, I imagined that he just held on to me while I coughed. He clutched me tight, buried his face in my neck, and just kept fucking me until I came all over his dick. And then he unloaded his balls inside me. Did you like my fantasy, baby? You're grinding pretty hard against my ass. Yeah, I think it's pretty sexy too. I love the thought of having a boyfriend who would lust after me so much that he doesn't care if my voice sounds weird or that I've been lying in bed all day. He'd even risk catching a cold or whatever just to make me come and to come with me. Don't get me wrong. If I'm feeling all sniffly and gross, the sexiest thing you could do for me is brew me a nice hot mug of lemon tea with lots of honey. Oh, I feel like your promise to bring me tea is heavily influenced by having my tits in your hands. And what if I became unbearingly demanding? What if I got a little bell to summon you every time I needed my pillow fluffed? Ding-a-ling! Honey, I'm sick!
Well, lucky for you, I'm pretty sure it would take a lot more than the flu for me to become that obnoxious.
Since we are talking about it, though, as amazing as a hot drink would be, that would mean you have to get up, and you're doing such a good job of keeping me warm. But maybe, just maybe, you'd like to show me other ways that you'd take care of your poor, sick, horny girlfriend. Oh, baby, that's really good. Yeah, I love it. Your hands are so warm. Touch me all over. Oh, fuck. Can you feel how wet I am through my panties? No. I guess you better keep rubbing. Oh, shit. Oh, God. That's the spot. Fuck. I love your touch. You really know how to make me squirm. Baby, can you take your cock out? I want to feel it. Oh yeah, so stiff, so fucking warm. You're just dying to put this in me, aren't you? Well, then maybe I should just push my panties to the side and... oh, just like that. Almost. Almost. Here, let me help. Let me guide that cock into my aching pussy. Oh, fuck yes. Baby, fuck. Push it in slowly. I want to save you this. Oh my God. I love it. It's so good. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it feels good. I love the way you rub behind me. Your body is so warm against my ass. Your cock is like fire. It warms me from inside. Fuck. Yeah, keep grabbing my tits like this. The way you pull me closer. The way you play with them, my nipples. Fuck. This feels so good, baby. Oh, yeah? Tell me how it feels. Tell me how good my pussy feels. Oh, fuck. Should I cross my legs to make it tighter? Oh, fuck. You're so sexy. I love having you inside me. I love how your cock feels. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Baby, fuck. Oh, yeah. Will you hold me tight as you make love to me? I don't need to be fucked, silly. But a tender, sexy cream pie would really hit the spot. Warming me up from the inside, baby. With your cream pie. I'd love that. Fuck, thinking about this makes my pussy pulsate already. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that would really help me fight off the virus, don't you? Oh God. Oh baby. Fuck. That's good. Oh, I never get tired of this. Fuck the way your hips move. As you take me from behind. You know I won't last long once you start rubbing my clit. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, baby. I wanna come. gonna come for me too? Are you gonna warm me up with a nice hot load of your cum? Oh, fuck. I want it. I want you to fill me up. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Right there. Right fucking there, baby. Keep rubbing. Keep fucking rubbing. Fuck. I'm so close. Oh, please. Please come in me.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Oh, baby, that was wonderful. I'd be begging you for more if I wasn't so exhausted. I do feel nice and warm now, thank you. You did such a good job. I hope this means you won't mind taking care of me while I get over this flu, or whatever it is. Maybe. We'll see how I feel. But there's a good chance that I'll be feeling horny again. No. What I mostly meant was lots of herbal tea and some loving cuddles when I need it. I have a request. Can you stay inside me for a bit? I think I may be confined to bed for the rest of the day, and I want to remember how good this feels. You're so good to me. I'm really lucky to have you. I love you, baby.
Hello everyone, it is me, the voice actor for this audio that you just listened to, and this one really was so cute and cozy. I don't know if you can hear it, but my voice kind of turned a little dark right now. I'm actually a little sick, like I've been a little sick the past couple weeks, but I still recorded a lot, so I hope you didn't hear it, because like I was trying to sound normal. But this one made me really sleepy now. Like, I also got sleepy, so the effects are sometimes real. What did I wanted to add? I was very happy to do this script fill. I really like playing the nice girlfriend, because I am a nice girlfriend. Well, most of the time. And yeah, that's all from me. This audio was created by someone over the age of 18 and is intended for people over the age of 18, and I hope that you enjoyed it. But please only listen to it over the link that was provided for you. And no to snippets, downloads, and whatever else your dirty mind can think of. You heard me. Bye.